You know what I'm doing this year?
What?
Whatever I want. And I'm letting curiosity lead the way.
All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Babes, boo-boo babies, my boo-boo babies. I have not called y'all my boo-boo babies in a long time.
It's been a while. For sure you haven't called them that this year. I thought we were leaving that in.
No. That one comes with us wherever we go.
They're still babies with boo-boo on them.
Yeah, my boo-boo baby.
Oh, my God. Okay, how are you? How are you feeling? How are you doing?
It's been a long time since I've said I was tired of my job, but I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Truth is, I'm tired.
I'm making an intentional effort to consider what options I have in regards to like making a career switch, which is
it's big for you. Colossal.
Yeah, exactly. Colossal. Big. It's big for me. So this is a really great topic. Talking about curiosity what our options, you know, where things might take us. That's what I'm leaning towards. I feel it. I feel like the time is now. And usually I don't feel like that, y'all. I'm such a creature of habit. I'm so good in my comfort zone. It's rare when I be feeling in my gut that says, you could go. You know?
Yeah.
I'd probably be feeling it and never be responding
to
it.
Yeah, you'd be quieting it.
Yeah, I'm like, silence hold on, we ready.
Silence it, turning the ringer off.
Exactly. D&D. It'd definitely be on D&D. It'd be on D&D, so. But otherwise, I'm feeling pretty good. What about you?
I'm feeling good as well. Adjusting to the new year.
Is this a good adjustment?
This, the hand movement, is the feeling of coming off a vacation and adapting back to normal life. Mm-hmm. That's the adjusting that I'm doing.
You're still adjusting?
Yeah, mentally.
To being here, still being
here? Yeah, still being here and still being like, damn.
What else is there?
It'd be too much working and not enough chilling for me. Like, not enough vacationing. The work-life balance does not give. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything on the books to look forward to right now. And I want that to change. Actually, I do have something to look forward to. We are going on a staycation this weekend, a retreat, so that we can spend time together and get our creative energy flowing, have some time away from our normal space and environment to really get in our bag.
I remember when we went to Joshua Tree. What was that? It was 2021?
I think. Or was it 2022?
It had to be 2022.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
Maybe it was 2022. It was 2022.
Okay, yeah, we deserve this.
Yeah, it was 2022.
Staycation vibes.
So yeah.
It'll be nice. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm ready to clock out of work.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be in a beautiful environment. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that because environment is important to me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I do have something to look forward to.
I know. When you say you didn't, I'm like, oh.
I do have something to look forward to. Fuck you.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, damn.
No. I have something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
So, yeah, I'm good.
She's good.
I'm good. Hey, 1 second.
What?
One random thought. Have you used, like, the day list on Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, they are good.
Yeah.
They've been coming up with some good stuff because sometimes when we have, like, the mix that Spotify makes for you, it'd be the same damn songs over and over, and that'd be getting kind of run down.
You don't listen to multiple, like, all of your daily mix? Or you just use the same one?
I listen to different ones, but I feel like the day list is pulling stuff out of the archives because today it pulled. Do you remember Tynesha Kelly?
Oh, yeah. What song was that?
I wish you loved me. Something as simple as hearing hearing your name.
How does the chorus go? You started.
How can something make me so sad?
Oh, there it is. There
but
it
still
is.
Still, I really want you to stay. I want to say I love you so bad. But I don't want to scare you away. Please. I wish that you'll understand.
I got it.
Girl, that white girl, she went in.
Yeah, she was white. Let me see what's on my
list. She was Tynesha Kelly. So that was my
And what favorite. A name. What a name, Tynesha.
Girl, she had me fooled. My playlist for today is called...
Mine today is...
It's very fitting.
Black Gospel Praise Evening.
So mine is called Love Relationship Mourning. But it says that they gave me this because I've been listening to gospel jams and black gospel and nostalgia. There's not one gospel song on here, and it doesn't need to be because Under by Pleasure P is on here, Invented Sex by Trey Songz, Juicy by Pretty Ricky.
I got all the... Mine is definitely Black Praise. This is a bunch of black songs. Black Christian rap songs that I've been listening to.
They've been in their bag with the day list.
They have.
The day list, I like them. I had Afro Beats one day.
Cute. You guys search the day list in your Spotify app and see what you get.
A sweet daily treat.
Uh-huh. So.
Anyway, so we're here, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Today.
This is our final episode of the series of the Being That Girl. January was a long month.
It was, but I feel like it's flying.
Do you feel like it? I feel like it's taking its time.
What? I looked up. I'm like, how are we already at the end?
We're in the middle, babes.
We're at the end.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually at the end.
Whew. Anyway.
So we are at the end of the series. This has been a great, enlightening series. I feel like all the episodes were bangers, haymakers. I know that y'all were very grateful for the content. We were very grateful for the content. We've been loving it. So we're just going to end it on a high note.
Let's do it. So you mentioned that we were going to be talking about cultivating curiosity. And it's so funny. I feel like there's been like a collective consciousness moment because you mentioned us like talking about this a few days ago. And then yesterday I saw a TED talk with Yara Shahidi talking about curiosity and how we all have like a bunch of different interests. Some of us have different jobs, different things that, you know, we're into. And a lot of the time our curiosity are seen as like distractions. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of like, you know, we don't dive into them because we're told that as we get older, we need to find something to stick to it.
Yeah.
Give it our all, like, you know, one passion and everything else must not be that important and doesn't matter. And how we need to like change that thinking and that way of being. And actually, like, get more curious, like, nurture that curiosity. Look and explore, like, the different things that you're interested in. Ask yourself, what am I interested in? If you feel like, you know, I do only have one passion. There's nothing else that I'm really into. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was like, okay, the girls are feeling
it. All on one accord.
Okay, so that's what we're going to be talking about today, curiosity. And it's funny because when we're younger, we definitely are more curious.
Yeah.
When we're young pups, we're asking tons of questions.
Yeah.
I think they said that kids under 6 or something ask 107 questions an hour.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
They do. Because my nieces and nephews, they will question me today. What's this? What's that? What you put on your eyebrows?
Yeah. How? Where? And that's because as we're younger, we're trying to understand the world around us. And we do that through asking questions. But obviously, as we mature, we grow, we learn more, we collect more knowledge, and then we feel like we know it all. There's no need to ask questions when
you know
I know it.
Or you know a lot.
Yeah. And if we're not careful, we end up losing our curiosity. It happens fast, especially in adulthood. It's like, I don't even got nothing to say.
Exactly.
Biggest question that I ask every day is, how are you? Hey, good. How are you? Good, good, good.
We almost avoid asking questions because it's like, don't ask me nothing. I don't want to ask you nothing. Let me just stick to, because I don't care. Let me stick to what I have on my plate and you stick to what you have on yours.
Yeah.
But just to simplify it, let's share the definition of curiosity. So curiosity is a strong desire to know or learn something. Now, there's two key words that Gary Vee, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with him.
Not seeing him on my FYP in years. I was thinking that.
I'm like, where did he take a hiatus?
It's been at first, at one point, Gary Vee was all over my FYP. Like, I feel like even on TikTok. Was he on TikTok? He was mainly on Instagram.
He was on TikTok. He was big on TikTok, too.
Oh, really? Short form content, Gary Vee was running it.
King of it.
But now I have not seen him.
I haven't either. But
we know who he is.
A quote popped out from him around curiosity because he's a very curious person and he encourages curiosity. So he said that there are two words that stood out to him in the definition of curiosity, which are strong and learn. Keywords here. And he basically feels like to maximize the value of curiosity, you have to have a strong work ethic. Mm-hmm. And you need a strong desire to continue learning no matter how much you have accomplished. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. I feel like once we feel like we reach a certain point of personal accomplishment, we're like, I'm good. I don't need to keep trying to push the envelope. Like, I feel competent. I feel well-rounded. You know, I have some tools in my toolkit. What do I need to be curious about?
Yeah. I think because we sort of value this level of expertise, even if it's not in a skill set, it's like, I'm an expert in my own life and I understand what works and I'm not going to rock the boat. So therefore, there's nothing for me to
keep learning.
But curiosity is really like our jet fuel. It's the way that we, you know, continue to get what we want in life, the way we continue to, like you said, push the envelope. And if you think that you're not curious, it's always available to us because we're all born with curiosity. We have the ability to tap in and say, at any given moment, I'm ready to be more curious. And then it's there.
I'm curious.
And then you can start.
Yeah. About your loving.
Of course.
I'm curious.
Yeah. It's a muscle, you know, and like with any skill, the more that you flex it and practice it, it becomes a habit. So therefore, you don't have to feel like, oh, I'm just not a curious person. I'm guilty of being like, I'm not interested. I don't care. But it's because I have not flexed the muscle of wanting to stay curious, right?
Yeah.
The desire of like, let me lean in, let me figure it out. It's a habit. It's a skill.
It's definitely something that you have to continue to flex.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's not something where you're just seeking things out.
Yeah.
You know, because we're people that are, like you said, creatures of habit. Things feel comfortable and don't let them work. What am I looking for? Yeah. Things are good here. What am I actually looking for? But in not looking, you're missing out on things. You're leaving a lot on the table.
Tons.
A lot to be discovered. A lot of untapped potential.
Yeah.
And in our quest and pursuit to be those girls, why the fuck will we do that? Why will we shortchange ourselves?
You know, being curious is an active skill. Taking the world at face value is easy to do.
It's passive.
It's so passive. It's so easy to be like, oh, it's just the way things are. But it takes really like being active about your life, being in the driver's seat to stay curious.
Yeah.
It takes energy. You know, curiosity takes energy.
It does. But
and
the reward
is girls be lazy.
And the reward is worth it. That is.
Although I've seen lazy is not a real thing. But
that might be another episode.
It might be.
That might be.
But I'm just saying for what it's worth today, because we're not going to dive into if laziness is a thing or not.
We're going to say it's being lazy.
Yeah. When you don't want to explore curiosity, you're just being lazy.
So let's talk about some of the benefits of being curious. Mm-hmm. What we can gain from cultivating and tapping into our curiosity. So one of the benefits is that people that are curious, they are often more creative and adept at problem solving because they approach challenges and situations with an open mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the closed off. It's not the one track minded. Mm. You are curious to see, what can even come from this challenge? Yeah. You know, the challenge might not be as intimidating if you're like a curious person because you also feel like you have the ability to get creative with the challenge and figure the things out.
Yeah. Another benefit is a curious mindset helps us adapt to change more effectively, just like you were saying, right? So the ability to explore new ideas and approach things enables us to also navigate uncertainty with resilience. Okay.
You're not as fearful.
You're
not as fearful or resistant.
And resiliency is like being able to bounce back. So not only are you not afraid of things being difficult and maybe you might fail, maybe you might exceed, but the willingness to say, all right, I can still get in there and do it all over again.
Yeah.
That's what your curiosity is making you more. It's refining you.
Yeah.
It's helping in the refinement process.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of being more refined. Yeah. That's really a goal and a desire of mine, to just be a really refined individual. Not perfect, but refined. Yeah. You know, like, oh, you've been polished. Mm-hmm. I see the shine on you.
Yeah.
Instead of the dullness.
Remember Nothing But Silver? You don't remember that store, Nothing But Silver?
Did they have like little keepsakes and shit?
No, they had jewelry. It was like all silver.
Sterling silver. Girl, no, I know.
A sterling silver piece. That's
like
what I was thinking
mall?
About.
A mall?
It was in the mall. Let me know if y'all remember. I remember Lakewood Mall, babes. Nothing But Silver. It was all silver.
Oh, I don't remember. Get little pieces, little jewelry. I don't know if we had that in my home.
Really?
Was it not in the bag?
Yay. Was it a Lakewood thing?
Maybe. I was thinking of that store. I guess it wasn't called Nothing But Silver, but you go there and get like little keepsakes and gifts.
Oh, that was called Not Precious Moments.
Something like that. You go there and get like
Things Remembered?
Yeah. Things Remembered.
Yeah, little trinket.
Yeah.
Yeah, little cute keepsakes for sure.
Okay. So another benefit of being curious is that it helps you foster a genuine interest in others. How kind is that? How kind is that? Like, curious people are more likely to ask questions, actively listen, understand different perspectives that people have to offer, which can lead to more stronger and meaningful relationships. That is really genuine when you're like really being inquisitive and asking questions because you want to get to understand and know someone better.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
I'm really interested to know more about you.
Yeah.
You know, like even in the small interactions, we leave a lot of that on the table. I know there's many of people who I've come across. We've crossed paths. We shared space and energy. And it's like, let's just get through this shit.
I know.
Let's just get through this, when they could have been the key.
Or, I mean, or it just also like says a lot to be like, I'm curious about you.
Yeah.
I'm curious about you, and I want to learn about you, and I want to know about you. And I think those are the people who have a really great and ability to small talk well. I think those are also the great people who build community and have a strong network, is that sense of curiosity and learning, what is it that you do? What are you passionate about? How can we help each other? It's those conversations that are pushing the ecosystem forward and like creating change. Those right. types of things, you know, are you curious about people
in a genuine way? Not to be a social climber, but
no,
like,
for sure,
makes me think of my grandma, like at the grocery store. Yeah. She'll engage in largest small conversations with her curiosity piqued.
Yeah.
Asking these strangers, how are you? How's your grandkids, your kids? Well, you know, it's, and I'm like, I see somebody
I'm ready
I
to be
know.
Quiet.
I see somebody I know, and I'm like, not today.
Listen, not tomorrow. Today. Not to, please don't even see me.
Not
Andres
today.
Is like that.
If you thought you saw me, you didn't.
I talked to him today. He's in New York for something.
Mm-hmm.
And he went with Danny to like have a presentation. They did a presentation. He was like, I met so many cool people and like tapped in with people. And, you know, they were doing this and that. And I'm like, you did? He was like, exchange contacts. The way I would have been there to support my friend and been like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, you are so curious about the world around you and like the people who inhibit it that you're going places. It's good for you.
It's such a great quality to have.
It's definitely a great quality. And I'm glad we're talking about this, because it encourages me to nurture that aspect of my personality and understand there's opportunity here.
For real.
Another benefit, y'all. Curiosity is a driving force behind innovation. Okay. Mm-hmm. It promotes us to explore new possibilities, challenge the status quo, and contribute to the development of novel ideas and solutions.
The fresh, the
Listen,
new.
Exactly. That's what we want. We are tired of following the trends, following the aesthetic, following the algorithm, following what it is that they're saying. This is what we're doing. No. Your curiosity will lead you to be the innovator in most of these spaces, or the person who's bringing up the new concept.
For real.
You know, it's like, I'm curious about this thing, how this works, what this looks like.
Right. And it's not to say that, like, there are some trends that are going to be really our jam, right? Okay. But question if it really is your jam before you go dive into it. I'm like, so everybody, I was watching something. I'm like, everybody likes this sort of couch. Like, how did I see this couch four times today? Like, the same fucking white little boucle shit. Like, how did I see this? I was just thinking, like, it just dawned on me. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, they really got us.
We're more alike than ever because of social media.
Yeah.
We're so homogenized at this point. Mm-hmm. It's like, same hairstyles.
And that's the passive music. Thing. That's the passive way of being.
Yeah.
Like, this is in, so I'm going to do it. This is what I'm supposed to like.
And not even questioning if you really like it or if you like something else, how to go about applying that to your life.
I like curiosity unlocking innovation because I've often felt like, why do I feel so stale and stuck? Where are the ideas? And this is
They're inside of you.
Like, this is it. It's the curiosity.
They're inside of you, queen.
It's the curiosity. Another benefit of being curious is that it can be a catalyst for your personal growth and self-discovery, which is another one that the girls like and, more importantly, need. So when we're curious, it encourages us to explore our interests, our values, our passions, which can ultimately help lead us to a deeper understanding of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because we're seeking and we're finding.
I love that.
Within.
Straight to the point there.
Yeah.
I love it. Also, y'all, being curious allows us to engage in better critical thinking. This is necessary.
This is necessary.
We're questioning our assumptions. We're evaluating evidence. We're considering alternative perspectives. It just enhances our ability to make informed decisions. You're really asking, before I take that leap, before I say yes to that, before I say no to that, give me all the details. And you know, I'm usually not that girl.
I'm this girl.
Yeah, you are.
I'm hella this girl.
And I love that I have one of those type of girls in my life.
I'm hella this girl. I'm like, so.
What are we doing? Where are we going? How long is it going to take? When are we going to get back?
What are the details? What type of?
Yeah, you are. And this is important for us. This is important for us to stop going with the tide.
Yeah, because you don't know where the tide taking you sometimes.
You don't. You just be
and you want to show up to the tide with what you need. That's really where my curiosity be from. It's like a prep. A prep. Like, okay, so what's going on?
Do I need a swimsuit? Do I need life vest? Do I need a white rider raft? All of my things.
What do I need?
Yeah.
So the final benefit that we're going to share with you of being curious is that regular engagement in the various curious activities has been linked to improved cognitive function.
We like that over here, too.
So this helps keep our brain active, as we mentioned, which can promote cognitive health and prevent the mental stagnation.
Yeah.
The feeling stuck, the in the rut. You know, we felt that. We felt that last year. I felt it last year a lot. Yeah. I definitely did. And it's because, girl, you're stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain feels stagnant because you're not using it. Really, you're not using it. You're not putting it to work. It's not being active. You're just going with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you express curiosity in your daily life? What does this look like for you?
Typically, I'm not a curious person. I am a curious person deep down because I was born with curiority. However, over the years, I have suppressed my curiosity. I have suppressed my curiosity and allowed life to live to the point where I feel like, oh, like it's optional. And I think that at this age, I'm discovering that curiosity is not optional.
Why do you think that you've suppressed it?
I think because I just get in a routine, I get in a habit, I'm in my comfort zone, I'm getting results with the things that are working, but the results be just like, I don't want to say basic.
But you can identify that you can get greater results.
I can get greater results. Like, yeah, exactly. The results that I'm getting are good, but I could be getting greater results. I could be getting the best results. Yes. And that's what I want to do.
Or different. Something
results.
Beyond your expectations.
Yeah, exactly. So typically, historically, I have not been a very curious person. That's how it's expressed. Not at all. But this year, y'all, I have been leaning into curiosity, like I said. That's why now it's not an option for me. The things that I feel like I want to do that, I'm trying it. I'm like, oh.
So what does that look like this year?
This year, my tennis lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah. This year, I was like, I want to try the tennis. I seen the tennis club. I said, I'm going to try. And now here I am. And I had some feelings about that I want to share later in the show. You know, when I first got out there, that I was like, ooh, this is why I don't do shit. This is why I stay in my lane, babes. But yeah, I'm working on it. What about you? How do you express curiosity in your daily life?
I love to learn. Like, I read a lot. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I watch a lot of things. I also am so damn curious, girl, that I be going on a different walking route. Like, I have a general walking route, but I'll be like, ooh, let me turn down this street. Like, let me go this way and see, like, what the houses look like on this street. Like, what new I can see. I've mentioned before, like, I'll go the scenic route on a drive if I have, like, time to do so. And by doing that, I have discovered, like, things. I've been like, oh, that's a cute place. Like, oh, a thrift store. Oh, that's a place that I can, like, write down to go. I really like doing things like that. We're all naturally curious. I just feel like my personality leans into it more,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's fun for me. And I ask hella questions.
I do. Yeah, you do.
I do.
I'm like, I don't know, Brittany.
You didn't think to.
No, like, I actually didn't. The things that I thought
that
of,
wasn't
I
wasn't a desire of yours to ask.
No. And you know, I think that that's so funny. I think it's just a matter of what you value. Because sometimes when Andres is telling me a story, or I'll ask him about some tea or something, and like something that's going on with his friends, I'm like, so what's going on with that? And he's like, I don't know.
Men, when and it comes to tea, men don't.
Not, I'm like, but this ain't even tea. This is like, this show is supposed to be your ace boom cool. You don't know the latest and the greatest?
They, I'm like, when I'm saying that's tea.
Men, and he'll don't be like, no. And I'm like, now you weren't curious about now. I'm always curious about some tea.
Hey, now that I'll be like, now why'd you do that? And what would make
what
her?
Happened there? I'm like, oh, why, so what happened you? There? And the same way that you probably think about me, like, you didn't desire to ask that. You didn't think to ask. I'd be looking at him saying the same thing. Now, why wouldn't that come across your mind to ask?
Right. Baby, I'm asking it all.
Yeah, you do.
I'm waiting for you at the door.
I'm like, I don't know.
I'll be having a list of stuff. We'll be on the call. They'd be like, do you have any questions? I'd be like, yes. So, yeah, I have this question, that question, that question. These are the questions that I have, baby.
I think sometimes my impatience keeps me from being curious. Because I'm like, damn, if I ask a question, now you got to go through the answer. And it's likely I already know the answer, you see? It's us thinking that we know already.
Or that we can just go and get it on our own.
Yeah.
Take the time. It is impatience.
Because we were, I'll share a quick story before we take our break. We were at work and someone was doing an in-service, right? On a resource that we use often. And they were just sharing the part of their program and what they have to offer, their offerings and things like that. And everybody was asking a million questions. And I'm like, you think we never used this thing before? I was like, why are y'all asking all these fucking questions? Just send a referral and they will respond and let you know if they can accommodate or not. But can you do a wound bag? But can you? I'm like.
Right.
And I was
with. They're curious.
Stop.
They're curious.
Stop. I literally was looking at my watch. Like, I don't even wear a watch. I was looking at my phone.
Girl.
We've been here 30 minutes already. And see, it's my lack of patience.
Yeah, you just have to be in the moment. I had noticed that, like, when I was in Ghana. We went to the slave castles. We had a tour guide who was like driving us to the castles. It was 3 hours from Accra.
Oh, God.
And
y'all drove 3 hours to go to there? Mm-hmm. To go? Wow. Three hours?
3 hours, yeah.
The whole, wait, one way or?
One way. One way. So 6 hours total in the car. And there were some people that were a little impatient. But the way I was thinking was, we are in West Africa. Mm-hmm. A place where you don't know if you're going to come back. It's not a place you can just pull up to. Yeah. You know, it's not just the coast in your hometown. We are experiencing a historical monument, getting some real history. Like, just take a moment to just, like, really think about that. Be in the moment. Soak it all in. Take it all in. Like, think about what this experience is really providing. And stop being impatient.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hurry up to do what? You know, there's nothing else on the agenda. Stop.
Yeah.
And think about it. Because when we back at home, we going to be complaining about, oh, I'm so tired of this. I just wish I was on vacation and all the other shit. And I know that people value different things. This is something that you signed up for. Likely there's some value here. So, like, let's just be in the moment and enjoy the experience. We have to really slow down.
Yeah. And we're going to get to that right after this, y'all. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Okay, so we're back.
Yeah. We're back.
Let's get into some reasons why we avoid being curious. Mm-hmm. First, fear of judgment.
Yeah.
Only God can judge me.
Brittany.
We may avoid being curious because we may fear being judged by others for asking questions like you were judging those coworkers.
I'm just like,
this yeah, is- especially if you feel like you should already know the answer. It's like, damn, you know, when people be like, there's no stupid questions, there's no silly questions. I know I felt like, I don't know if I should ask this. I don't want it to seem like a stupid question.
Or drag the meeting out when, ask your stupid question when you in a one-on-one. Damn, if it's a bunch of people.
And this is why the fear of judgment be there. Fear of judgment be there. There's been many a times where we have been on a call, somebody has explained something, we didn't get the shit, and then we on the call with each other talking about, so what do you think? Why didn't y'all ask when you were on the call with the person who could have given you the answer? Sometimes Germany be like, so what do you think of me? I'm like, girl, ask them. I don't know. I can't interpret it.
I'm like, please read between the lines.
I don't know.
I know. Another reason that we avoid being curious as adults is we establish these routines, right? And we become familiar with the same, the mundane. And then we resist disruptions, right?
For sure.
We avoid new information and we avoid new experiences because it's like, I like it right here.
It's outside.
I like doing this thing. And that's one of my reasons, right? As much as I get kind of burnt out on my day-to-day routine.
You love it. You love it.
What is up with you today? It's giving jukebox. Giving jukebox.
You love it.
I don't know if I love it as much as I rely on it.
Okay.
You know, like I strongly rely on my routine. That makes me feel
the consistency.
Safe. Yeah. Like I know exactly what I'm doing. And the routine can change. I'm a routine kind of bitch. So when things come up that are like outside of my routine, or if I do too many things, too many days of not doing my routine, I'm like,
you're shaking and stir.
Shaking and stir, girl. You're shaking. Pour it over ice. I'm like, wait a minute. Let's get back to the way we were doing things. Yeah.
Another reason why we avoid the shit is because of time constraints. Mm-hmm. Now, we are all familiar with the busy, the lifestyle, the work commitments, the family responsibilities. This can limit the time that we have available, that we feel like we got time to explore and go outside of the norm and switch up routines, because it's like, I don't have time to engage in new topics and get to sparking curiosity, because baby, time is precious.
Yeah.
Time is precious. And it can be intimidating to the precious time.
Also, another reason is an overemphasis on certainty, right? So our society values expertise. So therefore, we might find ourselves avoiding curiosity due to the fear of not having all the answers and feeling exposed in areas where we might lack knowledge.
Yeah.
This is also mine. You know, I love to know what the fuck is happening. I love to feel informed. I love to feel like I know. So when I feel like I don't know, I'm like.
And that's the thing. Being curious, you can get to know.
I know.
And it's but like, we just don't know everything. We're just not going to know everything. And we have to remove the responsibility that we put on ourselves to just know shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't know it all.
There's a fine line, right? Do you have to approach situations? I think curiosity allows you the room and the space to approach a situation where it's like, I might be an expert in some things and other, I just don't know.
I don't know, and I can find out, but I don't know.
I'm here to learn.
Yes.
Exactly. It's being open to being a student. You're not always going to be the teacher
of the game.
You're killing me today.
Student of the game. I didn't sing it.
You're killing me today.
I didn't sing it, but I definitely agree that we should have a beginner's mind.
Yeah.
I feel like a beginner's mind would definitely help with this, but we want to have an expert mind. That's why we don't want to try anything new. Or we want to only try things that are like easy, where it's like I can quickly feel like I know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, I'm most familiar with. Thank you.
Okay, so another reason is prioritizing productivity. We already know that we're a culture that prioritizes productivity. You need to be focusing on things that have tangible results. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes when we're curious, that doesn't have an automatic output. So don't be focusing on that. Let's focus on the things that, you know, are going to make your day go super smooth. And you can see, like, you know, I did this, I did that, and I got this. No, we don't really allocate the time for the curiosity driven exploration like that. It's like, come on.
Yeah, do we
something.
Want input
I need
for
you
output.
To do something.
Yeah. Also, y'all, another reason why we avoid being curious is negative past experiences. If you've been in an experience or had an experience where you maybe did explore your curiosity and you were ridiculed for asking questions or you didn't know the answer, that will definitely keep you from being put back in that position again. It's like,
Girl,
I've actually tried to be curious and it killed me.
That's
killed
happened to me before. I'm Aww. Like... Yeah, girl. It was partially me not paying full attention, but I remember it being on a call and the person was going through like explaining something and I'm like, you know, let me ask this question. So I asked my question and he was like, as I mentioned.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Because
I will reiterate. I'll be like, you know, like I explained, I will definitely reference you from to the first time. I went over this already. You got to be tapped in. You got to be tapped in. Now, there is no such thing as asking a stupid question, but there is a such thing as asking a motherfucking repetitive question. I've already answered that.
Yeah.
Stay with me.
But sometimes, even if you've already answered it,
please.
Maybe people need it explained further.
I've explained it further. I've given clarity. So, Brittany.
I'm just saying that can be the case sometimes. Not all the time.
There's grace for me,
but that can be the case sometimes because sometimes people have explained things before and I'm like, I still don't get it. Unfortunately, I'm still not picking up what you're putting down and you're gonna have to explain it a different way for me.
You're gonna have to break that thing all the way down.
Yeah,
I understand that, and I'm here for occasionally breaking that thing down. I'm here for a pop, lock, and drop, and I'm here to break it down. But damn. Listen, when it's already on the flow,
yeah,
it's broken. It's in a cast, nigga.
I've given it to
it's
you
in a cast
in the simplest way. Now if you're not getting it, you're not listening.
It's casted up.
Please put your fucking limbs down. Please.
Damn, y'all. Ooh, I hate a slow poke. I hate a slow poke.
Okay, no you tea, know no another shade. One? Lack of role models. Mm-hmm. Some of us have not had examples of people who have tapped into their curiosity, you know, who embody it. It's not actively encouraged in our environments. And so we don't prioritize it because we've never seen it prioritized.
I mean, and with all the other factors that we've listed out, right, thinking about productivity, thinking about our time constraints, thinking about our life responsibilities, sometimes that's possible. If you raised by a Black mama, single mama who got to get to it and have all these things to do, I ain't got time to be curious. I actually got to do what I know
I feel like
to do.
You have a real curious mom. Your mom is,
very curious.
She's curious.
She's very curious. Yeah, she always wants to know. She's always digging.
She's trying new things.
Yeah, she is.
She's curious.
I can say that that's not everybody's story, right? It's like you get tunnel vision and you just get super laser focused on doing what you have to do. So doing what you want to do, if that's curiosity or exploring new activities, isn't always available to you. You feel like it's not available to you.
Yeah, it's like you need to go to school. You need to get a degree in this or that.
And it's the value.
This is the blueprint. Yeah. What are you curious for?
Yeah, yeah. Burnout and stress are another reason. Sometimes the mental fatigue of doing everything that we have to do makes us feel like we don't have the bandwidth, baby.
Baby, I've been here.
I don't have the bandwidth. I'm not in my season of curiosity because I'm just managing.
I'm tired.
I'm doing the best that I can. I'm stressed. I don't have time to be curious.
Yeah.
The bandwidth is not there. I don't want to think about shit.
I just can't.
I don't want to think about shit.
I can't fucking do it. I can't exactly. do it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's like you don't even have the energy to muster up curiosity or exploration.
Yeah.
I can only do what I have to get done today. That's what's available to me.
Yeah.
And that's the best I can do. Sometimes that is the best you could do.
It is. Best I can, what I got. Another common one is a fixed mindset. If you have a developed mindset, which a lot of us do, you might believe that your abilities are innate and they're unchangeable. So you might just believe, I'm not curious. Like, that's just not me. I'm not the curious girl. This way has been working for me. That's cool that you're curious, but that's not something that I can tap into. And this mindset can hinder you or can hinder your desire to learn or explore beyond your current capabilities because it's just like, this is who I am. This is who I am. You know, we say that. This is who I am. This is how I am. And I'm okay with it. But you should challenge that. Get curious and challenge these fixed mindsets.
Love it. Also, lastly, is that adults, we have this perceived lack of time. This idea that I don't have enough time to take care or be curious, right? Again, leaning back on the life responsibilities and just needing to have the immediate things taken care of. We will push off our need to be curious. There's no time for that.
And then there's like the age.
Yeah.
Limits that we put that falls into the perceived lack of time too. It's like, I'm 35, I'm 40. I should have it figured out by now. What am I being curious about? Yeah, like at this age, we're not
to explore some new career path or get into a new hobby. I'm too old for that. Nobody my age are doing that type of thing. But it's like, actually they are.
Yeah.
They actually are.
Yeah.
So are there external factors such as a busy schedule that hinder you, your ability to be curious?
Yes, at times, yes. Just feeling tired and overwhelmed by the things that I have to do.
Yeah.
I sometimes feel like I don't have time to do the things that I would like to do or that are outside of that. It feels like that. It feels like, baby, I'm done. You know, I don't have any more energy to exert.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being a 9-to-5 girly and then having this entrepreneurial endeavor that takes a lot of energy, sometimes I feel like, nigga, my curiosity has been spent.
Yeah,
I don't have no other energy to source. My shit is sprinkled between all these other things, being a partner, being all of, you know, just managing my life. I do feel like, okay, but this year I said no more.
And that's the thing, like curiosity is sprinkled throughout all the different areas of our life. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes we can look at it as like, let me carve out some time to be curious, which, yeah, there's some of that. But it's sprinkled in like your relationship with your partner. It's sprinkled in your relationship with the business. It's sprinkled in like work. Yeah. You know, we have to sprinkle it in versus kind of like trying to keep it separate.
Yeah. Or thinking about it like, I can be curious at this time. I'm carving out a time to be curious. But it's like, yeah, you could approach every situation with a level of curiosity.
Yeah.
What are you hoping to gain from this? What are you looking for that's new? What assumptions do you want to challenge? It's a mindset.
It's a mindset for sure. But let me ask you this. What are some activities or subjects that you have avoided due to a lack of familiarity or fear of the unknown? Like, what's something where you said nah?
Switching jobs. I mean, that's one is like, if I really wanted to change my career, then I would have to learn a new skill set. I could take the things that I have learned and apply them. But if I'm really thinking about diversifying myself, it's like I have to be willing to learn some new things, and that is scary.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like the tennis thing was scary because I just knew I was going out there and was coming on some Serena Williams shit.
You felt like you already had something in you.
I feel like I had a natural athletic ability, like, you know, but when you have not moved your body in the way that you need to move your body for certain sports, it's kind of like,
it's really mechanical.
Girl, I was feeling slow. I was like, okay, he's saying lean forward and that don't feel natural to me. You know, I just want to go out there and do what I'm doing. And I'm like, oh, wow. And I had a moment of my negative self-talk wanted to get the best of me. But I feel like when the moment that I signed up, I had already committed to myself that I'm going to go out there. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm brand new here and I'm owning that. I'm owning that I never did this before. I don't know. I just got here.
Yeah.
I'm owning that. I'm not coming in like
Serena, Venus, like you've been training up.
Yeah. Or like I've played a few games before. In order to not be completely new, which I have fucked around on the tennis court before, but it was nothing that would qualify me to say I've played a few games.
Yeah.
I probably in the past would have leaned into I played a few games. I said, no, I'm brand new. I don't know shit.
Yeah, I'm new here. I really don't. When the few games I did play, I was just doing shit.
It didn't matter. So I think the moment that I signed up, I had already said I had committed to myself, okay, I'm new. It's fine. It's okay. Go out there and just be new and learn and utilize this moment to be fresh.
Yeah.
And once we got to going, I was like, oh, shit. And there was two other ladies in the class, somebody who had experience but still fairly new, and someone who had taken the class before. And I felt
intimidated. Is this a beginner's class?
It is. Okay. It's a beginner's class. But they would, you know.
They had a little something.
They had a little something on them. And I was feeling intimidated at first. I felt intimidated and I had to check myself. And I'm like, let go of your need to be perceived as anything other than a beginner right now. Let go. It's okay. Every time you walk up to hit the fucking ball, it's fine.
It's okay. That's why you're here.
It's fine. Exactly.
You're literally at tennis lessons.
I had this feeling that I felt being a like middle school, high school, young girl.
Yeah.
Trying out for a sport that girl, I had never played. Right.
When I tried out for that softball team.
That's how I felt, because I did try to play softball and I felt so defeated when I didn't get on the team.
Girl, I said, oh, shit. What the fuck?
They don't want a bitch like me.
They want somebody who really in the field. I need to get out the field.
They want somebody who's played before. I'm like, how do you expect me to learn? And I think at that time, I didn't realize that these are girls who've been playing softball their whole
T-ball.
Since probably they were 6 or 7. And I'm coming out here 14, 15, 16, trying to just learn. Yeah. And I was so hard on myself. And I had that feeling, that inner child.
Your inner child was screaming.
She came up. She was like, I felt those feelings of like, I'm going to get a piece of paper. Or I'm going to, they said, you didn't make the team.
Girl, baby, look.
You didn't make the team. And I had to be like, it's okay, girl. Heal from that.
Yeah, heal.
Heal from that. It was a moment where I had to check that. I was like, wow, I really was hurt by that, I guess.
It's a thing, though. When you're school age, something like making a team means things for you. It means things for your social status. It means things for your self-esteem,
for your
ego,
confidence.
Your confidence.
And I think that imprinted on me to like do what you know. Don't put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Because when you put yourself out there, you run the risk of being embarrassed.
Yeah.
Your ego is crushed. And I made the decision that as a 35-year-old taking tennis for the first time, I'm not going to let my ego and get involved. And as I was out there, I felt 16. I felt 14. I felt 15.
Yeah,
trying out for volleyball, and I don't know what the fuck we're doing, but I'm not letting that hinder me this year.
I'm really proud of you for not letting it. For one, for signing up. That's the first
girl.
And then two, for going out there, acknowledging that, you know, you did feel insecure or your ego was crushed, but still.
And still
showing up.
All right.
And still showing up and pushing through.
Thank you.
That's major. And it's going to really cultivate a better Germany.
That's what I'm working on this year.
It's
a better me, y'all.
A better Germany.
A better me is on the horizon.
For me, activities that I've avoided, I can't identify like activities, but subjects for sure. Like if I feel like it's something, a topic that I don't feel fully confident and well-versed in, I don't want to fuck with you.
I don't want to,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it can be even something that I have strong feelings about or know where I stand on, and I still, like religion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion is one of those things.
You know how you feel, but
I know how I feel. I know how I feel, but I'm not well-versed in the Bible. I'm just now really taking the time to like get to read the Bible and know the Bible more intentionally.
Yeah.
And there are people that like want to engage in conversations who are more advanced. You know what I'm saying? You know, they've been in it longer.
Yeah.
And it's like, if this is a boxing ring, a metaphorical boxing ring, you're beating my ass.
Hopefully it's not there to beat your ass in the spirit. You know, we would call it a baby in a spirit.
I'm infant.
Infant.
I'm infant.
Infant in the spirit.
So it's like, there have been subjects where I feel like, you know.
You got it.
I don't know about that. You know, I'm not as up on it. I'm not as well versed on it as you are. But I have my feelings, but don't ask me nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, for sure. And you know, I'm working on that by being more curious, by trying to learn on my own and explore on my own and really like, not come up, but have an understanding on my own. I wasn't going to sing on my own so that I can have the conversations. Now, I'm not doing this for the sake of having the conversations,
right.
But through my curiosity, I will be able to participate in the conversations with more confidence.
Because sometimes you want to participate, but you just don't know what to say.
I stay in my lane. Now, I do that. I'm very good at staying in my lane.
Yeah. I love it. Y'all, we're going to take a quick break and we're coming right back with tools for your toolkit right after this.
Okay, y'all. So before we get into the tools for the toolkitty, we got to make sure we are running this show. The process of the show is in flow. So we have seen the girls. I do want to acknowledge that the girls have been leaving their ratings and their reviews and their comments on Spotify. I've seen some ratings come into Apple. And we thank you for that. We've been on these charts, baby. We are blazing up
babe,
the chart.
Babe, babe.
So y'all are sharing the episodes on your social media. So thank you so much. I'm not going to put my foot completely on your neck.
I am.
But you need to continue. Like, you need to continue. You need to keep this energy. Okay? So let's do that. Also, we have the Homegirl Hangout. So that is our exclusive membership community where we publish bonus episodes. So if you like what you hear on this broad main platform, you're really going to love what you hear over in the Homegirl Hangout, because not only do we give you a bonus episode similar to the ones we release here every Tuesday, but we have our monthly check-ins where Germany and I have more candid conversations about our feelings, the happenings of our lives, because these episodes are like subject oriented, so we don't really go off on tangents, but over there it's about what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, that's where you can learn more about us. And we have audio affirmations,
journal prompts,
all those good things are over there. Mm-hmm. So encourage you to go over there.
I think you said everything that needs to be said.
And we do have one more slot on the retreat.
Hopefully it's available by the time y'all hear this.
One more spot. So if you are listening to this and you're curious about traveling out of the country and
meeting new people,
there's a lot of solo travelers that are coming for the first time by themselves, and they're going to be meeting all new women. So I encourage you to secure that spot.
Yeah.
And that information is in the show notes too.
Y'all, we are
back. Before we get back to the show, we're going to take a quick break for some ads, and then we'll get into the tools for the toolkit. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank. It's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving Boost from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, we're back.
All right, girls, it is time to get some tools for your toolkit. We would not be us if we did not give you tips, tricks, and ways to be more curious, beloved. So the first step in being more curious is to ask questions, okay?
Yes.
We're going to develop a habit of asking questions about the world around us. We're going to be asking how and why to deepen our understanding of what's really happening. Various subjects. We're not limiting our focus and our interest to one or two things. We're getting off the shade room. Okay.
The shade room.
We're switching up our routines, because that's another part of this.
It is.
You know, stop visiting the same news publications, outlets, Instagram pages. Our algorithms are all the same. Start getting into some things where you have to question, How did they do that?
Sometimes your curiosity needs to start with yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to question why you're doing certain things a certain way and why you are having certain thoughts.
Yeah.
You don't have to just accept that.
Who you are.
Yeah, you don't have to just accept it. Say, I had saw like somebody was like fearful about going out and like skateboarding or something like that.
Skateboarding?
Yeah, skiing. And he was like really fearful about it. And he had to question himself, like, why am I afraid? And so the answer that came up was like, because I might die. What is the possibility of you dying? Yeah. You know, like questions like that will help you. Having that curiosity and then questioning yourself will help you work through things instead of just stopping at, I'm not doing it because I might die. Yeah. And then you just never try it.
Yeah. It's important to be just as curious about yourself as you are about other people. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that you can learn from yourself just by asking yourself questions. Why you feel the way you do. Why you don't want to participate in something. Why you feel like you don't like a person. All of those kind of questions, there's something deep down. Or why am I not a curious person?
Yeah, why don't I care?
Why don't I care?
To know.
Why, yeah, those are the kind of questions I'll be asking.
Yeah. Okay, another tip. We're going to go beyond the surface.
Digging deep in 2024.
We're getting out of the shallow end.
Yeah.
There is so much to know about a person, about people. We need to be more curious about this. A lot of us stop at the surface level and we make assumptions about people. We're like, it's so easy. It's like, or I've read them. I figured it out. I know what they're bringing. I don't need to ask them any questions. I've already made up in my mind what type of vibe they're going. And that's not cool. So we need to get curious about the most simple, ordinary things. You know, the things that seem like, I don't care. I really do not care about that. But start caring. Like, you know, start asking the questions. And this is both with people that we just met and people that we already know. The closest people to us.
Yeah.
We have opportunity, an area of opportunity to even get curious about them. And if you find it hard to do that, if you find it hard to figure out what kind of questions can I ask the people that are closest to me, get a card game. Mm-hmm. There's so many card games that have these questions that allow you to go beyond the surface with someone and really get to know them on a deeper level. Those really work.
Yeah.
So try that.
I love that. Next tip is we're going to listen without judgment. When you're asking questions to your friends or people who are close to you or maybe not close to you, we want to keep an open mind. We want to avoid falling into the trap of making assumptions or sizing people up and feeling like I already read them, already know what the fuck is up. We're avoiding that. Okay. We're allowing ourselves to be open and say,
yeah,
not what do you have to offer, but we're staying available to the option of exploring.
Yeah.
Different perspectives. Things like that.
For sure.
I need to get better at that. Nah. I need all of these in my life.
I do too. The listening without judgment.
Because I'm like,
the judgment starts circulating.
I'm like, I heard it and you said it. You said it, I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm taking that.
You will be asking a question and being like,
I already know the answer. I got you.
Okay, another one. Embrace failure.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about failure, why we're not curious, because we don't want to fail. But we have to stop being afraid of failing and making mistakes. We need to instead look at it as an opportunity to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Like your tennis, you're going to learn and you're going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity often thrives in environments when mistakes are seen as a part of the learning process. Like we can expect mistakes. We can expect things to happen. Like, I'm expecting to not be good.
Yeah.
You're going to embrace it more. So an example of this is like taking up a challenging project or learning a new skill. And when you do that, because it's inevitable, like if you want to learn how to DJ.
Yeah.
You know, that's something that's difficult. But embracing, like not really getting in there and automatically knowing how to do this, turn the knobs, have the music queued up, mix it in, blend it out, you know, all that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know, go in there expecting it to be hard. And it to not be easy and for you to not be good off the rip. But still.
You rise.
You show up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Another tip is to switch some stuff up. Just like I said in the beginning, you know, switching things up, changing your workout class, changing your route to work, deciding to work out of a new coffee shop. All of those things allows us to engage with the world around us a little differently, right?
It really
does. It's a matter of taking a staycation, changing your environment where you have to then become even more conscious of where you are and what's happening, which allows you to engage with the world around you in a different way.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never been here. Where does that road lead to?
Yeah.
Or who's over there at that coffee shop? What do they have? And then you end up realizing there's so much available to you.
It really is.
There's so much available to you.
I went to the Hilltop in downtown LA location because mm-hmm. normally I would just go to the Inglewood really I would be working from home.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But I'm like, let's get out. Like, you know, let's switch up the mood, the vibe, the environment, and mm-hmm. let's go to a different coffee shop and let's go to a different location. And I really liked it. The music was loud as fuck.
Oh, okay.
The music was loud as hell. But I like the vibe. I like the energy. I was tapping into my curiosity that day.
Yeah.
For sure. And it was like inspiring.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was sparking feelings in me.
Yeah. I feel like the first thing that I did this year, in addition to signing up for the tennis class, the first step was deciding that I was changing my routine by not going to Pilates on Monday.
I know you've been married to that.
Girl, baby, wed.
You've been married to married that Pilates that, on Monday.
Pilates on Monday, like, it gives me anxiety when I'm, like, when my routine is ruined. When I can't go, I'm like, I missed it. I couldn't go.
Yeah.
And I have to go at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't want to go later. I don't want to go earlier.
You don't want to go with a different instructor.
I don't.
You've really, baby, you've changed. You've changed.
I did. Once I released the fact that, okay, when I moved, I couldn't go to my same studio. That already had me in a tizzy. I couldn't see my instructor. I'm like, okay. But then I found a new instructor and I'm like, okay, this is cool too. I like him. Brooks. And then I just released it all together. I'm like, I'm doing something completely new. The Pilates was great. I had been doing that for about a year. But
it was a good era.
Yeah, it was a good era. And I'm like, now I'm in a different era. Now I'm doing something else on Mondays. And I'm allowing myself the freedom to not go crazy if I don't want to go to the class or not. Because I'll be like, Mondays are my tennis day. I can't do anything on Mondays at this time. But last week I was tired. I said, I can't.
Yeah, you can allow yourself to have some flexibility.
Flexibility. And I think that allowing the flexibility and the grace within my routine will allow me to stay curious.
For sure.
Because I'll start off curious and then it'll turn into routine.
It will. And then you will close yourself from other curiosity. Like if something else presents itself, it's like, I actually can't. I have tennis. I can't go. On Mondays, I don't present nothing to me on Mondays.
Because I go to tennis.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning more into switching up the routine when it doesn't, even if it's working. I don't think changing your routine means that it's not effective or it's not working. It's just exploring. And we only have one
unnecessarily
life.
Unnecessarily rigid. We do. We do only have one life and we need to act like that. Life is right now. I know a lot of us feel like, you know, when I hit 30, then I'm going to really be grown, or when I'm 35 or when I'm 40. No, life is now. You know, we need to act like we're actively living life right now in the present moment and get to it, because it's not going to be like no flipping of the switch.
No, you're just going to look up and the switch has already been flipped. Do y'all know that I can't even believe life has been life and I've been waiting on it? And I'm like, the whole time, nigga, it's been happening. I'm looking up and I'm 35 already. And I'm like, I was just 17.
Baby, because we're starting to turn real ages.
I'm like, the late 30s, they're right here. They're knocking. We have one more year in the mid 30s.
We got one more?
Yeah, 36.
I like that. I like that we have one more in the
Once
mid.
Once we enter 37, it's giving late. It's giving
late.
I'm
not ready to say late.
Yeah, exactly. So
I want to say
live your life, the one that you have right now in this moment.
Do that. And another thing you're going to do, another tip, trick, suggestion, is to read more. You should be actively looking for books to read, articles, newsletters. Shameless plug, we have one. That provides things that we're reading each week. Blogs on a variety of different subjects. This exposes you to different ideas and it helps expand your knowledge base.
Yeah.
Now, they said, if you want to keep information from people, put it in a book. Get into the books. We have to never stop having the desire to learn because, like we mentioned, our mind has two halves, passive and active.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be tapped into that active. We don't want to live our whole life just sitting in the passive side of our mind, right? So a lot of adults stop being curious and focus on getting through the day-to-day, life-lifing. Stop that.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to be stretched. So you can create a reading list that has a bunch of different genres. Mm-hmm. If you're usually a romantic or fiction girly, Let's put some self-help. Let's look up some like political things. There's podcasts that you can listen to that have it in bite-sized increments. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But just make sure to diversify what you're reading and what you're listening to, because that's good for you. That's good for your mind.
That's good. That's good, Pastor Mike. Last tip, y'all, before we get out of here, is to stay in the moment. There is a quote that curious people don't multitask. So be present in the moment. Observe your surroundings. Mindfulness can really enhance our ability to notice and appreciate the details of the world around us. Things that are happening right here, right now. Because again, like we said, life will get away from you fast.
It really will.
It will escape you. And you will have looked up and been living in the passive aspect of your mind and the passive aspect of your life in the passenger seat of your shit and don't know where you landed.
Girl.
You in a parking garage.
I got a gym a couple of days ago. So I'm listening to this book. It's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And so he was like, we limit ourselves so much. Like, for instance, if you're looking for colors for something and you limit yourself to looking like at the Pantone colors, that is limiting. And you're picking from like a select amount of colors versus like going out in nature or, you know, just outside and like exploring and being curious and being like, oh, I like that color. Like, that's a really nice color. I'm inspired to like make a shirt or something with that color. That's not necessarily a Pantone color. And I was on my walk the other day and I saw like somebody had some very nice landscaping in front of their home. And it was some sort of a plant or flower. And it was a really like pretty coralish, reddish, orangish color. And I'm like, that would be such a cute like nail color. And I'm like, this is what he was talking about.
Yeah. And you know? Can take a picture of that.
You
and
can
then
take a picture and be like, I want this color.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
That's really allowing yourself to live.
For real, for real.
That's allowing yourself and to literally be fresh, be inspired, and different.
Yeah.
Have innovation sparked within you. You can be the innovator of your own life. You are the innovator of your own life. And those are those moments just like that. Literally going out, having the world around you inspire you, intrigue you, and then you create something out of it.
Yep.
Even if it's just like my nail color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
It's just feel, I just was like, that would feel so good. So we hope that through this episode, you're encouraged to be more curious.
Mm-hmm.
And come back and tell us like your experience with just tapping into it more. And if you're already a curious girly, a curious George, share with us ways that, you know, you cultivate and keep your curiosity at the forefront.
Yeah.
Okay. We are now at our final segment. It is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
This week's gem is a goodie. Topicals have been all the rage lately. I love topicals. I've used their faded cream. I've used their eye mask. And this is the third product that I've used from topicals that has sold me. So this is called the High Roller Ingrown Tonic. And if you're a girly who is prone to get ingrowns, this is for you. Now, I get my lady parts.
Kitty cat.
I was going to know what I was going to say. Poodan. Coochie, whatever.
Oh my
God. It has flower. It has many names. But I get my bits waxed. I get my bits waxed. Now, for me, waxing can cause some ingrowns to pop up. And I don't like that because it makes my bits have black marks.
Black bits.
And I don't like my bits to be black. I prefer to have an even tone where I can control it. Germany, I'm so serious. And this is where topicals comes in. So the High Roller Ingrown Tonic has AHAs and BHAs. It helps exfoliate. It targets buildup. It softens bumps. It helps treat the sensitive area that is my bikini area. I want to be able to put my shit on, my bikini, my thongkini, my whatever, and feel confident. And this helps with that. So,
I hate you.
What? I'm so serious. If you're a girly who's prone to ingrowns, whether you wax, shave, whatever, get this. I love the applicator too. It's a roller. So convenient. It's not like a messy cream or anything like that. It's just a roller that has a tonic. Seamless. This girl is shaking and she's tickled.
I'm glad that works because I just seen a friend on her stories in, is it the marketing? or does the product really work? Talking about topicals, because you know they have excellent marketing strategy.
They do, but I've used the products, and all their products that I use, I like. But this has salicylic acid, glycolic acid, niacinamide. Yes. It's good. I wouldn't tell y'all something that's not good.
So we'll put the link to the topical high roller tonic in the show notes.
Yes.
This has been good, y'all. It's been a great January. Thank y'all for sticking with us through the series. And if you're new here, thank you for joining us. Welcome to the gang. We love y'all so much. And we will see you next week. Love you. Bye.